Welcome everyone to Craft Life. So how do you all feel about using social media as one of your business's primary marketing tool? Well, social media in today's world can absolutely be your business primary marketing tool, but if you use it correctly, and this means by outlining all your objectives, basically outlining your ROI, everything that you do out there, you have to realize what's the benefit of you doing it. Also, you need to do a deep and realistic research about your competition and your target avatar or persona. Stay up to date on new current trends on social media and establish your most important matrix depending on what platform you're going to be using. And lastly, create engaging content. There have been tons of personal brands and businesses that thrive solely on using social media as a primary source. Some only use one platform, such as TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. But one of the key usage that can create long-term effects of social media for your personal brand or your business brand is the ability to leverage social media platforms to increase your relationship with your target audience. And this can be accomplished by providing them with entertainment, education, and inspiring them, or a combination of all three. And to help further drive this home, our guest on today's episode is Doug Farrell, who is the brand marketing manager at Due South Brewing. So everyone, give it up for Doug. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sam. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So before we get started, let's talk about you, man. Let's get a little background about you and how you got into the craft beer world.
Sure. So I got into the craft beer world probably as most people do, by just kind of experiencing craft beer and seeing how it's a lot different from kind of what we in college or whatnot experienced, the whole macro lager, you know, the Bud Light, Miller Light, et cetera. For me, honestly, it was one of those college parties where a friend of mine brought in some Belgian beers, some beers I'd never heard of. I didn't realize what they were. They just blew me away in their flavor, the character to it. There was depth to it. The 9 to 10, 11% alcohol didn't hurt either. And it just really opened my eyes to what beer could be. And it didn't have to just be this 4%, you know, whatever. So that really kind of got my mind going on that whole side. Now, on the professional side, I've come through the media game, as it were, like journalism and production.
And this is before I got into craft beer, right?
This is before I got into craft beer, yes. This was 2008 or so, kind of back in the day now. a bit ago, just really was pushing into that corporate media landscape. Worked the tabloids down here, magazines, things like that. And then just really decided at one point I didn't want to do the whole corporate the big corporate stuff anymore. I want to do something that was fun and exciting for myself. It was getting to a point where I just didn't really want to deal with any of that kind of stuff and started actually writing for the New Times. Okay. So those of you down here in South Florida are probably familiar with Miami New Times right now. There was a Broward Palm Beach for a couple of years. I basically worked for them freelance for a few years and really got my start in there. Rebecca was my editor at the time. She actually was just like a friend of a friend and heard I liked beer and said, hey, why don't you start writing? And that kind of knocked me into this whole game. And here we are today. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Very cool. So tell us about Due South, man.
Yeah. So Due South Brewing Company, we are the, I like to say it's the oldest production brewery in South Florida. In production meaning that the brewery is focused on beer for the market. Okay. So this is beers to bars, restaurants, grocery stores. We are very, very lucky to own our own canning line. So we've had that, I believe, since 2013 is when it first kind of popped up, end of 2013. So a very long time. We opened in 2012. So it wasn't very too far later than when we opened that we got that canning line. So our owner, Mike, was really into kind of that cutting edge of craft beer in cans. There weren't many back in 2013. Yeah. Oscar Blues really pushed it out and got people to go, you know what? Beer doesn't suck in a can. It's actually better. So now we've grown to the fact that we are in a, I believe, 27 or 29,000 square foot warehouse. It's enormous. Tap room there. Yeah, it's monstrous. And we distribute our beers from Key West to now like Fort Walton Beach, Pensacola area, and pretty much everywhere in between Florida.
That's awesome. Well, now we go into today's topic. How do we leverage social media to increase the relationship with our target audience?
To me, the most important thing that you need to be doing on social media is creating good content. I know they say content is king. content is always king. If you don't have good content, everything else that you're doing is going to be a smokescreen to getting followers or getting your engagement up. So that's really the first thing. So I can't stress it enough. Make good content. Be very cognizant about the content that you're creating as well. Don't just make content for the sake of making content. That'll help you in the short term, but it doesn't draw people back to your profile, doesn't bring people back to your page. And I'm speaking mostly Facebook and Instagram here. So at Due South, those are our two social media platforms that we focus on. We did do a bit on Twitter for a few years, but that you've got to be on almost 24/7 to really keep things going.
You brought up because your business is starting doesn't mean that you have to be on all these different platforms. You got to figure out where your target audience actually lives in and which one is actually going to be your business's best feasibility to use. And that doesn't mean for you to be on TikTok, for you to be on Snapchat, for you to be on YouTube. So if it doesn't make sense for you to do all those, then it doesn't make sense. So if you find those true platforms that you guys said, Instagram and Facebook is kind of your true platforms, that's where, you know, put all your information out to your target audience, then those are the platforms that you should use.
Correct. Absolutely. 100%. And also some people will say, okay, I need to be on Snapchat, Instagram, the whole, you know, everything. And all they're doing is they're going into Hootsuite or whatever it is. And they're saying this thing posts on all the platforms. And it's the same thing across all the platforms. Now they're all different for different reasons. Instagram is a photo with some text, right? Facebook is a little more in depth and you can do some different thing. You can put a poll, you can do a little more to it. Twitter is definitely a very much back and forth kind of conversational situation. So you need to change the content to the platform, match the content to the platform. So for at Due South, what I like to do is Instagram to me is our anything very, very visual. And I just really want to honestly pictures a thousand words type of situation. Simple, just really nice image, Instagram all the time. Facebook, we're going to do a little more engagement, a little more bit of a different type of content. So that's where I'll post when we have our menus up, right? All the beers we have on tap, Savory Eats, food menu, a couple things and say, all right, we're open today. This is what's going on. Kind of a state of the brewery of that day kind of post. And the demographic for both are different as well. Mm-hmm. So that's something to very, very much keep in mind.
Very cool. Very cool. So do you also guys use Facebook ads or Instagram ads? And before we do that, I just want to say, I'm going to crack this open.
Nice. There you go. And this nice category five.
Category five IPA. And I love it. This is my last one I have left. Thank you very much.
Of course. Yeah. So the advertisements. Yeah. So ads are interesting. If you're not familiar with Facebook ads, and I hope everyone is at least somewhat familiar. I mean, we've all seen them mm-hmm. out there, right? You happen to Google something or whatever it is, it shows up creepily in your Facebook feed, right? It's actually not as creepy as we think. It's very targeted. When you go into the ad center in Facebook and Instagram, you're able to very specifically target all sorts of things, age, location, interests, all of that. And that's where when we're doing targeted Facebook ads and Instagram ads is we will be very focused in that. Our tap room is in Boynton Beach. We're off Gateway Boulevard and I-95 in that area there. It doesn't make sense for me to try to put out a Facebook ad to say, come to our tap room for this really cool event if you're 100 miles away in Orlando.
Absolutely. Right?
So I'm going to target everything as local as I can to where I feel like, okay, well, if I was someone and I wanted to take a day trip up to Boynton, mm-hmm. maybe I'll come from Pompano Beach, but probably not Miami. It's a bit of a slog. I'm not going to get as good of an ROI. I'm going to get people coming from closer that then hopefully they'll come back again some other time. But I'll target them for other things. So when we reintroduced the the Panhandle Market, it's a little bit west of Tallahassee. We did a little bit of a target in there to just say, we're here, right? Just to people who like beer, who like craft beer, just to kind of sprinkle things out there. Mm-hmm. And you can target people that like craft beer, like other breweries, things like that. One that I really enjoyed doing, because I think it showcases how you can be a little different, is we were doing craft fairs, monthly craft fairs. Basically, local crafters, artists, things like that would come out, set up a table, sell their things on a Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And I would target people who are into kind of arts and crafts in the area to showcase this kind of thing that they probably weren't looking for necessarily, or they might not have been fans of our brewery before, but figure, hey, if they're going to come out once a month, it might be something, maybe they are beer fans, they just don't know about us.
Exactly. Great. So what else are you guys using? You know, not to get into much of your strategy, but what are you guys actually doing to kind of foster that relationship with people who come and visit your brewery or the people who've enjoyed your beers through? You have distribution in what other places?
Just the state of Florida, but pretty much everywhere except for the Jacksonville market.
Right. So like Publix, Walmarts.
Oh, where? Yeah, Publix, like the big grocery stores, Total Wine, Publix, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Those are like big ones, what they would call chain accounts. And then independents, so everyone else is, you know, CJ's Liquor or whoever it is. And then the restaurants, things like that.
So what are you guys doing on social media to kind of foster that relationship for those people who do love your products? Some are not close to your brewery, but some are. How do you create that, basically, that relationship through social media?
That's the tough try. You know, it's what everyone's trying to get at. For us, or for me, my goal is to get people excited for beer, which is pretty easy to do for the most part. There's a lot of beer out there that people are going to get really excited for no matter what, right? This is going to be your hazy IPAs, your fruit slushy beers that have funky labels and whatnot. No matter what these other breweries are going to do, they're going to put a picture of it on Instagram and it's going to get 1,000 likes, right? People go crazy for it. Our demographic is a little older. We brew a little more traditional in our beers for the most part. Mm-hmm. We do crystal clear IPA, American style, like kind of West Coast-ish IPA. I know it's crazy. We do category 5. That's going to be, so category 3 is our kind of like very clear standard American style IPA. The category 5 is our double. And so we don't get into that hype train pretty much anymore. We used to for a bit back in the day, but we don't, because the beers we're making are going to be more towards that kind of everyday type person. Mm-hmm. And slightly older. And I mean slightly older, like 35 to 45 and kind of upward, kind of like, you know, my age and upward. We're not targeting that 20 something where you want that glistening kind of super polished flashiness. It's a little more down to earth. So that we're able to really focus in on the experiences that people have more on the quality of the beer versus how cool and interesting it is. And I think that really resonates because we get people that just, all they want is a beer at the end of the day. And if we can tell them that this is your everyday beer, your after work beer that you can just enjoy, that's what they get excited about.
Well, that makes sense because if you are producing products, you're producing products obviously to the market that's going to value your product. So staying within, you know, the more traditional style, if you guys have an audience for that, then that's great. And that's what you guys are doing on social media is, you know, pandering to that audience. And that's what, you know, I see a lot of companies too, is like their marketing is mixed. You know, they're trying to stay up with the hype, but they are more of a traditional brewery and they're losing that identity when you're actually targeting, you know, for your core audience. They're like, well, you know, we kind of like these type of beers.
Right.
You kind of lose social media. So, and it happens a lot. You look at some pages, you're like, all right, who are you guys really targeting?
Right. And that's the big thing, is finding your brand identity, your brand voice. And now we do say that it's something that we've spent a very long time, many iterations on trying to say, what exactly are we trying to convey with everything that we're doing? You know, our branding, what the can labels look like, the names of the beers, what the beer styles are. And it really has just fallen into, we have those kind of everyday beers. And there are a few exceptions that we're very well known for. Mexican Standoff is a huge one. That's a 8.5% strong stout with chocolate, vanilla, cinnamon, and habanero peppers.
Right, my house.
Yeah, it's fantastic beer, but like that's not even close to what we normally would go for on our normal thing. I mean, we make an amber ale. It's Island Sun Amber. We have our Coastline Lager. We have our Paradise Pale Ale. We're doing these very Florida-themed beers. Of course, with our notable kind of main exception to all of this with the Caramel Cream Ale. This is kind of just the odd one out of everything that we do, but it is such a good seller. It's what we're almost mostly known for, or almost, you know, notoriously known for. This beer sells so well because it's very unique. It's our unique selling point, right? Our USP that honestly makes it easy for me to really just kind of throw out there at any time, because it's this like loving relationship with Caramel Cream, which is awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So to wrap this up, if you're basically brand new and you're trying to use social media to kind of create a following, What kind of tips can you impart on somebody who's like, you know, kind of brand new or just basically really want to dial into their target audience and provide them, you know, with good content that they're always wanting to comment, like, and, you know, share? What process would you go through, or what would you kind of tips would you provide somebody?
If we're looking brewery specific, I would say, first off, make good product. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a great product, have something that people are going to want to buy, whether you're shouting it from the rooftops or not, because ultimately what your social media messaging is basically just a feedback loop for your evangelical customers, right? The people who are already into your product, they're going to come to your page, they're going to like it, they want to follow what's going on. So all you're doing is you're producing a feedback loop for them to continue to engage and to spout out how awesome it is. As much as it's awesome for you to create something really cool on social and say, look how awesome this product is, it doesn't compare to that person that really likes it telling their friends, hey, you need to buy this. It's awesome beer. I love it. It's my favorite. They'll go, okay, great. They'll go after that. So make something great. And two is to frame it in a way that supports what I call emotions, or like an emotional presence. I would recommend someone new starting out, go follow Allagash Brewing on Instagram. It is by far probably the best brewery Instagram that exists. The photography is phenomenal. It's moody. It's got the emotions out there. You're like, I just want to be in that Instagram post all the time. You know what I mean? You just want to exist there. And then the beer is there as well. And so you're always put into that mindset. It's almost in that Coca-Cola kind of corporate thing where they put advertisements everywhere. The Coke product isn't always the focus, but it's there, right? And you just kind of, it gets at you. So really, to me, those are the two biggest things I would say is make a really good product and showcase that product well. Don't just take pictures of stuff and go, hey, we're open today, and you just go to your tap room and take a picture and be done with it, right? Think about it, frame things, do good lighting, make it the colors look nice. It's like, put some thought into it and you're fine. You're ahead of 90% of people out there at that point.
So what I gather from this too, as well, from what you said, is like the whole Coca-Cola analogy. Sometimes not only that, social media is also to showcase your product, but it's also to showcase your brewery and who you guys are and your environment. Like you said, sometimes you can draw people into your environment by just showing people being happy at your brewery, you know, not even a product specific, but more of the mood, the environment. And that brings people in too, because, you know, sometimes people like are in a funk, like, oh man, that place looks really cool. Take somebody out over there to have a good time, just to relax. You know, I might not be a beer drinker, but it's a great atmosphere to just hang out. They have games, they have this going on. So there's a lot of things that you can do on social media to really drive home for your target audience, as well as people who are trying to explore new things. So I definitely really appreciate everything that you partner us with. And so if you're in a South Florida area, or in just, you know, you want to check out great breweries, Due South Brewing is one of them. And like you said, you're in Boynton Beach. The exact address is 2900 High Ridge Road. And that's going to be warehouse number 3. Or how do you guys say that? Number 3?
Yeah, it's suite 3. It's basically, you go around back the parking lot there, you'll see Savory Eats Container Kitchen outside. And we're like the entire thing. Just don't go in the marble or the paint shop, and we're the other one. So, or you can, if you need marble or some paint, I don't know.
And especially during this COVID time, like, I went up there last week and you guys had a lot of people, a lot of space. It's very clean. They have a food truck out back, great food. I was sticking with a classic burger, and it was amazing. And like I said, great beers. You can also check them out on Facebook. That's going to be Due South Brewing, and that's going to be for Instagram and Untappd. So definitely check these guys out. If you are up in the panhandle of South Florida, I mean, of Florida, you guys have distribution up there at the Publix's, the Walmart's, right? And the Total Wine.
Publix. I don't know if they have Total Wines up there. I'm not too sure, but I know Publix has a lot of independent places pretty much across the state of Florida. You can find Due South Beer. Basically, anywhere that sells good craft beer, you should be able to find something of us.
Perfect. Boom. And that concludes this episode on how to basically use your social media to create that engagement with your target audience. My man, Doug, thank you so much from Due South. We appreciate you. And everybody, have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Yep.